scared that that feeling is never going to go away.
And the same thing happens every time, where I get interrupted because someone wants to get a sandwich, or I'm crying and they start laughing, or there's people sitting in the waiting room and they're like me but prettier and better at the, because maybe I'm not good enough.
Yes, you are.
I'm saying at least he said goodbye this time.
I don't know you. I won't do it anymore. You betrayed me. You betrayed my trust.
You were supposed to figure this all out. And maybe if you did and spared me for one day your hippie baloney, I would actually understand how the world works.
What?
So it's not gonna be easy. It's gonna be really hard. And we're gonna have to work at this every day, but I wanna do that because I want you.
Dad? Dad, are you here? Dad!
No! No, no, why? Why would you get it?
I'm gonna get through college without him. I'm gonna get a great job without him. I'm gonna marry me a beautiful honey. And I'm gonna have me a whole bunch of kids. I'm gonna be a better father than he ever was. And I sure as hell don't need him for that. Cause ain't a damn thing he could ever teach me about how to love my kids.
She doesn't even try. And he just picks her. And she's always the one that everyone picks for everything. And I try so hard, and I don't think there's a word for what that is.
Actually, there is a word for that. It's love. I'm in love with her, okay? If you're looking for the word that means caring about someone beyond all rationality and wanting them to have everything they want, no matter how much it destroys you, it's love.
Oh, no calls. No calls, okay? This is not working, all right? Ever since I met you, everything I have ever cared about is gone. Ruined, turned to shit.
You left me. You left me alone. You sent me away. How could you do that? So if I could choose to be her, why would I ever choose to be the sad girl whose boyfriend is gone? I don't like that girl, Alex.
But it is too late. I'm dead.
Miss Vega, I didn't mean to let your daughter down.